the jobless numbers to come.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, the Labor Department issues state-by-state unemployment figures for March. They're not likely to be pretty, given what we heard yesterday. The number of Americans receiving jobless benefits surpassed 6 million for the first time ever. And what kind of recovery depends on the region and reason for the job losses. From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
In February, seven states reported double-digit unemployment rates, and it's likely there were more of those in March. States with the highest out-of-work populations fall into two categories, those hit by manufacturing declines in the East and Midwest, and those that have suffered from a dramatic drop in home prices.
Places that had the biggest housing booms have now had the biggest housing busts.
Harvard labor economist Lawrence Katz says those states are likely to recover the quickest.
Areas that were fundamentally long-run growing areas like California, Nevada, and Florida that were hit by sort of housing speculation probably have better long-run prospects.
Whereas a manufacturing turnaround, he says, will require structural changes in the economy. Christopher Thornburg of Beacon Economics expects more affordable home prices in southern and western states will create new construction jobs.
What that means is, even though it's one of the most vicious cycles, when we come out of this, I expect growth to be very good.
Today's regional unemployment report, however, will show an economy still deep in the down part of that cycle. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
We'll see how Wall Street reacts to those numbers later today. Up to now, a bit of a buying spree. Asian markets closed up today. European shares basically flat at this hour. They've been teetering up and down. The Dow gained more than 1% to close at 81.25. S&P shares rose as well, about 1.5%. The NASDAQ, led by tech stocks yesterday, rose by 2.5%. And we got word late yesterday that Google profits jumped 9% in its first quarter and surpassed Wall Street expectations. Part of its operating plan is to corner the internet viewing market and get more advertisers on board. Google owns YouTube. And in its competition with another internet video service, Hulu, it's fired the latest salvo in a scramble for ad revenue. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Got some free time this Friday night? Just bring up YouTube for a back episode of The Beverly Hillbillies.
Do you realize that now you have almost $40 million in my bank?
Well, I reckon that money of mine is getting to be a powerful nuisance to you. What? Well, I'm obliged to you for storing it here, but it seems to me like I ought to be paying your rent or something.
Oh, no, no. I'm delighted to do it.
The video sharing website owned by Google has launched a new section called Shows. You can watch hundreds of movies and thousands of TV episodes for free. But before you get to Hillbilly Jed Clampett, you'll have to sit through a commercial for Cabot Cheese. YouTube shot to popularity with grainy home videos, but amateur content doesn't command many advertising dollars. The site is expected to lose $500 million this year. So YouTube is partnering with Sony Pictures, CBS, the BBC, and others. Professionally created fare commands a much higher ad rate. YouTube is actually a bit late to the game. Last year, NBC Universal and News Corp launched its own TV and movie site called Hulu. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Starwood Hotels has sued its rival Hilton and two of its top executives, claiming they stole trade secrets to speed up and reduce costs to develop a new Hilton lifestyle brand called Denizen. Starwood says Ross Klein and Amar Lalvani, former employees who now work for Hilton, stole truckloads of documents before and after they changed jobs. Both men had been heavily involved in Starwood's W Hotel brand. They're now in charge of luxury and lifestyle brands at Hilton.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. By DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere, April 24th. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
Let's face it, with cell phones pretty much everywhere, we're communicating a lot. Calls in and out, emails, text messages. It's opened up so many opportunities in personal and professional lives. But the trouble some people get into when they mix drinking and phone dabbling. This morning, the story of one man's business idea that eliminates the risk of doing something stupid while out on the town. Alex Goldmark from WNYC in New York reports.
John Genest likes to party, and he likes his iPhone, but the combination proved hazardous.
Several examples come to mind, you know, calling my dad up at 3 in the morning on New Year's and immediately hanging up once I realized it was him.
Or flirting via text message with one woman, thinking it was another.
That gets pretty awkward.
He even invited his boss's client out for late-night food after the bars closed.
Luckily, they didn't know who it was because they didn't have my number in their phone, so they didn't have my name.
Genest knew he wasn't the only one chronically calling under the influence. He saw a business opportunity and acted.
My product is the Bad Decision Blocker. It's an iPhone application.
Before a night on the town, you enter the names of all the people you just shouldn't call while carousing. Then no matter what you do, their contact information vanishes for a period of time. Genest recommends 12 hours.
Yeah, it's essentially a digital babysitter.
The Bad Decision Blocker has regularly been among the top 100 paid apps in the iTunes store since it launched last month. Genest has already made back a quarter of his nearly $8,000 investment. Other regret prevention products are popular, too. Google's Mail Goggles feature tests you on basic math before letting you send a late-night email. And LG even made a cell phone with a breathalyzer. It sold well in Korea, but never made it to the U.S.
The basic idea of helping people to control themselves has a large market.
That's Columbia business professor Ron Kivitz. He sees broader opportunities for Genest's application, like keeping overeager sales reps from scaring away clients with frequent follow-up calls.
To really work, it would have to offer you a form of pre-commitment. It would need to be binding.
Now, if only we could use technology for all our self-control problems, like overeating. A time lock on the refrigerator, anyone? In New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Happy Friday, and have a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.